We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kufei Mabez, and we are starting two lines from the top, the end of the line, Omar Rav Huna Amri Bei Rav. So Omar Rav Huna Amri Bei Rav, which means Rav Huna is saying Vashem Rav, that if someone says, Istira Meya Mai, Meya Mai. Now, Istira is a stira to Meya Mai, like the Rashbam explains. Istira is a coin, which is a Sela Medina, which is a half a dinar, which comes out one-eighth of a Sela Tzuri. How much is that? It is one, the fact, it's a half a dinar. Now there's 12 Isserim in a half a dinar. Each Isser is 8 prutos. 12 Isserim in a half a dinar, and each Isser is 8 prutos. So 8 times 12 is 96. So there's 96 copper prutos in a Isser. 96. So Isser is 96 prutos. Meyamah is 100 prutas. So it's a stira. When I say, and here we're talking about a case where a guy, let's say, is selling something, and he says, the price is istira meyamah. That's what he says. That's the price. So Shaila is, which one did he mean? How much does it cost? So he says, it's istira meyamah. So Shaila is, does he mean it's 100 prutas or 96 prutas? That's the Gemara Shaila. Istira meyamai, meyamai. So Rav says, Rav Huna says, Shem Rav, that the halach is, if you say istira meyamai, how much you have to give meyamai, 100 prutas. Meyamai istira, if you say meyamai istira, you have to pay istira, 96 prutas. So he's saying over Shem Rav, basically, that the halach is that tvois loshoin achrein. Freitig Gemara Kasha, my Kamash, what's Rav Huna's chiddush? L'chayra, Chayra, here, that it's Pashat. It's Pashat that he holds Loshon Achron. We know all the times. It says in the Gemara of Metzia that Rav says, if I would have been there by that story in Tzipari with the Merchetz, where someone said that it's 12 Zav Lashana, dinner Zav Lachaydish. So he says, if I were there, I would say, Kula Lamaskir, you always have to pay for last month. Why? Because he holds Loshon Achron. That you said, dinner zav lechaydish. You always have to pay for loshen. You always have to pay for the chaydish twice loshen achron. So what's the chiddush? Rav Huna says, I'm be rav. That when you say istira meimai, you go meimai. Meimai istira, you go istira. I know that. You know he holds twice achron. It's cool to ask him. So Gemara answers that no, mao the tema, the way the girsa of the Rashbam is mao the tema. Prusha come farish, kamashlo, no. Zogt Rashbam, what's the pshat? Mao de tema, you would say, lav mishum de istle, tvoizosh achron ka'amar, yavina kulamaskar. It's not why I would have said kulamaskar. Ela mishum de ikalme prusha come farish, the mahada de klal. He says, Rav could have held that pshat in that halacha, why he says the maskor's wins is, because there it's a prusha come farish, and a little different than before the prusha come farish means. Prusha come farish means, an eskavin lito din azov lachoydish. Then he spoke out, so we get din lachaydish. He says, that Rav said, I would give it to the masker, I'll tell you pshat. Because what did he say? He said, it's 12 zav a year. Then he speaks out, by the way, zav lachaydish. The reason I'm saying 12 a year is because it's a regular year. I don't expect them to embarrass. So I mean to say zav lachaydish. So it's not a stira there. It's not tvoizosh achron. It's a pirush, and what I mean, 12 zav a year. I mean is one a month. So in this case, you could say it's mefarish now chayes with the buray, and therefore go was lashon achron. But by istira meyemoi, where it's a stira, 96 prutos and 100 prutos a stira, maybe there you would say that it's a suffik. Or you go to the muchzik, whatever it is, suffik, and you go to the muchzik, maybe like Shmuel. Shmuel says, you go to the muchzik. So who said there you go to Loshon Achron? It's not a raya. Therefore comes Rav Huna and says, no, Rav holds Loshon Achron. So it comes out, we have really a lot of different cases where Rav holds Loshon Achron. So we really have the case of Kor B'Shloshim also, where Rav could be holds Loshon Achron. That's not a raya. And we have Rav Huna's case, Ister Meimai, and we have Kula Lamaskir. All these cases show us that Rav holds, you go Basa Loshon Achron, and that's the bottom line. They go Basa Loshon Achron. So now that we hold that, so it's a big difference if you hold Kurbish Loish Masah, if you go Basa Mukhsik or not, now we said Shmuel holds what? Not like bananas. They both say the same halacha, that Kurbish Loishim, Evi Sela Basah, Basah Basela, they both hold the same halacha. What's halacha? Risha Risha Kana. But they're different reasons. According to Shmuel, the reason is because he holds the whole not like bananas. He holds the reason because you go Basa Mukhsik. According to Rav, it goes also nachrin. What's the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel comes out with the same halacha? So Dr. Rashbam, all the way at the end of the page, the nafkamina will be is, he says, Taimam shetofel shachrin, v'apich meipach loymar sa besela kor b'shloishim loykon achi b'sa achrinu. If he said the opposite order, he said, sa besela kor b'shloishim, according to Rav, you have to wait till you finish kind of all 30. But according to Shmuel, the same safik, you'll still go b'sa d'mukhsik. So the same halacha, but nafkamina Rav and Shmuel. Rav, who says, Rav who says that it's a Loshen Achron, you go by Loshen Achron. According to Shmuel, you go by Basar Safek.